Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In war zones, truth is contested territory. In the latest controversy surrounding the killing of several individuals described by some outlets as journalists, but who Israeli forces say were affiliated with Hamas. The story has sparked outrage in certain international media circles and raised difficult questions about the definition of ethics, propaganda, and conflict reporting. So, were these impartial reporters caught in the crossfire or operative using press credentials as a cover? Joining us to unpack the issues is Gil Hoffman. He's the executive director of Honest Reporting, an Israeli-American journalist and a veteran political correspondent. A very good morning to you, Gil. Much of the outrage that we're seeing is based on the headlines calling these individuals journalists. From your perspective, and with evidence Israel has presented, is that an accurate description, or is it a case of militants hiding behind press credentials?
Nasser Sharif did act as a journalist, but he also acted as a terrorist. And I'm not just saying as a propagandist for Al Jazeera, which is an active participant in the war on the media battlefield, as being Qatari state media, a regime that sponsors Hamas and other terrorism around the world. He actually worked in the rocket propelling department of the Hamas. He was an active military terrorist while he was a journalist. At the same time, he was moonlighting, Howard.
Well, moonlighting is very, very 2025. I mean, everybody does it, really, but I suppose not necessarily in the same way that he did it. It's how is the story being framed in international news versus Israel media?
The international media is portraying him as just a journalist. New York Times, Washington Post, BBC, CNN. They didn't put terrorist or alleged terrorist anywhere near their headline or their lead. They make it look like Israel's purposely trying to kill journalists, which could not be further from the truth. The Israeli media has shown him actively as a terrorist, and also the access that he received as a journalist because he was so close to the heads of Hamas. When Gamberger was released, he was there from the moment that she got out of her hole until the entire time as she's being forced to hold up certificates and whatever. And, all his pictures with the top heads of Hamas over the years. So, yes, it's been portrayed very differently in Israel than the rest of the world.
And, in fact, further back, even in October, Israel already presented proof of his affiliation and his association with Hamas. So it's not as though Israel is now backfilling the story. This was spoken about many months ago.
Sure, you can look at his Telegram channel, and there are things that were taken down after an expose about him in October 24 by independent journalist Eitan Fishberger. But still, there's plenty there. He didn't hide anything. He was really, really proud of how close he was. Pictures with Sinwar, pictures with, in 2017, with Mahmoud al-Zahar. He's been Hamas for a long time.
How do we define, or how do we work out the line? Because often journalists do want to embed themselves close to one side or another in order to be as near the action and the actual activity as possible. How do we draw the line as to where they are, have developed relationships just to further their journalistic goals, and where they have crossed the line to become a supporter of that group?
There are plenty of people who, if he didn't serve in a rocket unit, would still say that he's a terrorist for being the propagandist that he was, very much serving that role, you know, just like the Nazis had their own propagandists who were very much a part of their military strategy. Leni Riefenstahl was just as much a Nazi as Eichmann. And but here, he was part of, he was affiliated with the Northern Brigades Artillery Battalion, 2nd Artillery Company, Rocket Department, 2nd Launch Team, Soldier 3rd Rank. That's different.
We've seen during this particular war something that I think has been building over a while because it has been used before, but Hamas has taken the iconic areas of protection and utilized them in a very subversive way. So it's journalists, it's hospitals, doctors, nurses, anything obviously civilians, that goes without saying. But we have definitely seen a breakdown and very cynical use of protected areas of society. How does it look? How do you think it's going to look at the end of this war? Has there been a breakdown? Are people starting to accept globally that Hamas has utilized these icons, these protected areas, or is Israel just going to look bad at the end of it?
You talk about the end of it. So this war is going to end eventually. Please God. And then when the military battlefield is done, then the narrative battlefield continues. And we're going to have see the international media play a central role in deciding the historical perspective of this war. They're going to decide the role of Hamas, as you pointed out in your question, and they're going to decide the role of Israel. Did Israel in this war become an international pariah? Or did Israel save the world from genocidal terrorists and an Islamic fundamentalist nuclear weapon that would have threatened the entire world? And the verdict of that question is very, very important, because if it's the former, then it's going to continue, anti-Semitism will continue to rise around the world. The rest of the world won't shift to another conflict zone somewhere else, no matter how much more deadly, and Israelis won't be able to travel anywhere, and Islamic terror will just be emboldened. And if the world realizes the positive role that Israel played in such a necessary war, then our post-war economy will boom, the Abraham Accords will expand, and Israel will be this regional economic and strategic hub that we have the potential to be. It's that stark a contrast.
Which makes it that important a war on the other side as well. Final thought, Gil, if there was one takeaway you want listeners to have about this controversy and about war zone reporting in general, what is it?
That they need to know that this is the kind of person that the people are getting their news from Gaza from. That it's not an objective journalist. That he's all too typical. And that's sad that people around the world have been making decisions based on this. Making decisions based on biased reporting from the leaders of Australia and Canada and England and France on down, and it's not fair, it's not just, and the world deserves more honest reporting.
Gil Hoffman, thank you. As always, Gil is an Israeli-American journalist, political correspondent. He is the executive director of Honest Reporting.